This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But nearly 30 lawmakers, businesses, or public officials have been questioned, investigated, indicted, or convicted on corruption charges just this year in Illinois. And, you know, we just call that a Tuesday. It's ridiculous. Amy Cordy with the Illinois Policy Institute joins us now online at illinoispolicy.org. Amy, it's great to have you on the show today. Thanks for giving us some time.
Hi, Annie. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So we see a lot of these stories, and I'll admit, I see, you know, the next investigation unearthed, or we get a little bit more information here and a little bit more information there. I'm trying to figure out what's the big picture of this federal investigation into corruption in Illinois. What should Illinoisans know is going on?
Well, Illinois, unfortunately, is the second or third most corrupt state, depending on which study you're looking at. And so we have all kinds of things going on. And a lot of this, unfortunately, is because we have really lax laws. This could be cleaned up. And I might add, it's a very expensive problem we have. We've done a study, and it shows that about $550 million per year is what corruption costs Illinois. It's lost economic growth. It makes companies not want to invest here. So it's a big problem. I think that's the overarching view. And our lax laws could really be improved to stop this problem.
So when we continue to see these people, I'm looking at this illinoispolicy.org article, the 2019 Illinois Corruption Tracker. I'm seeing people who've been indicted, people who have been arrested, places that have been raided, people who are cooperating with federal authorities. We've seen several instances where people are wearing wires and probably causing the web of what is being looked into to widen and grow even deeper. And one name that I haven't seen be pinned down yet is Mike Madigan, but a lot of these people and businesses and entities seem to be around Mike Madigan. Do we have any indication of how high and how deep these investigations are going?
No, we don't. You know, it seems like every other week something trickles out. Somebody else's office was raided. Somebody was charged with bribery. And, you know, it does seem like the feds are casting a fairly wide net. And, you know, when you talk about, so what does this mean? A recent case, Representative Arroyo from Chicago, has been charged with bribery. And that was sort of related to a lobbying client he has. It came up in the context of work he's doing for a lobbying client. And when that came out, everyone said, what? A sitting Illinois lawmaker has a lobbying business on the side? I think so many people, even state lawmakers, didn't know that you could be an Illinois representative or senator and also have a lobbying business where you go to, as with Arroyo, Chicago mm-hmm. City Council, and have private clients that you're helping there. And we'd like to see that banned. No state lawmakers should also be lobbying other entities like the Chicago City Council or the Belleville City Council or what have you. It's just ripe for corruption there. So we could ban that and fix things in that regard.
We're speaking with Amy Cordy, the research director at Illinois Policy. You mentioned lobbying, and I think that this is something that is common knowledge to some people, but also it starts to get into, you know, kind of tech speak. What does it mean to suggest that somebody is both an elected official and that they are simultaneously lobbying officials?
Yeah, so if you are a lobbyist, that means you have private clients and you represent them before government bodies like the Illinois Senate or the Chicago City Council or the Alton City Council or, you know, an executive agency like the, you know, some organization that's under the governor. So that would mean that you also have your clientele and that you represent them before other government bodies. And there's all kinds of potential conflicts that come up because, you know, Illinois state lawmakers vote on a lot of issues that are very important to municipalities. And so like East St. Louis, like Belleville, like Alton. So there are a lot of overlapping issues and it's way too ripe for conflict. And another really crazy thing is that you can be a lobbyist on, or sorry, you could be a sitting lawmaker in our state house on Tuesday, leave your office, your term is up, or you resign Tuesday night. Wednesday morning, you can go to work lobbying your former colleague in the state house. Illinois, and that's called the revolving door. Illinois has no revolving door restrictions, and we are one of a small minority of states that doesn't try to have a cooling off period of, you know, 1 or 2 years or 3 years to let people just focus on being a lawmaker representing your constituents while you're in office and not building your post-legislative portfolio.
And that's probably not going to change anytime soon.
Ryan, well, we would like to see that change.
Amy, this is Ryan Wiggins. How significant, and I apologize if I'm treading on things you've already been discussing a little bit here, but how significant is it that this is a federal investigation rather than one that comes from Illinois? Or how I should say, how thankful should we be?
Well, a lot of these, you know, corruption charges just happen to be federal counts. I don't know if we have anything to be thankful for as the, you know, one of the top most corrupt states. But, you know, I think one thing that also could be improved is our ability of our state legislature to conduct some of these investigations. We have a legislative inspector general that could do investigations, but that person is under the kind of the umbrella of the Legislative Ethics Commission, which is composed of lawmakers.
Which is why I was saying thankful, yeah.
Yeah. So unfortunately, yeah, so it's good that the feds are investigating, but we've also kind of hobbled our own legislative inspector general by not allowing him or her to launch investigations independent of the Legislative Ethics Commission or even posting reports without the approval of the Legislative Ethics Commission. Right now, the legislative inspector general has to ask the commission for approval to post a report on their colleagues. And we think that should be independent so that people know what's going on in Springfield. We have an inspector general who can investigate and publish reports, but we need to free that person to be more independent.
Amy, I want to ask you a question here about the Illinois Senate President, John Cullerton. He's been in the General Assembly for 40 years. According to the IllinoisPolicy.org article I'm reading right now, he was first elected to the Illinois House of Representatives in 1979 and served in the House for 12 years, including as floor leader for House Speaker Mike Madigan. Cullerton was appointed to fill a vacant state Senate seat in 1991 and has been the Senate President since 2009. I don't know if Illinois has a swamp, but if it did, it might look like this. He has announced that he will retire from office in January 2020. Any correlation between the timing of this retirement announcement and these investigations that are taking place?
You know, I don't know about that. You know, Senator Cullerton said that he does want to spend more time with his family, and he's, I think, 70 years old. So it's not completely unnatural that somebody who spent decades and decades in the state house would want to go on and do something else. But, you know, I think that people are paying attention. I think that fresh blood and some of these new ideas that Illinois should not be one of the highest ranking states in corruption. I think that there's a lot of room for some change in this regard. I think people are sick of it. People expect, you know, new leaders to take this on, whoever the new Senate president is going to be. I think there's a big swell of public support for anti-corruption measures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike Madigan, 77 years old, and I think he's been the Speaker of the House since the year before I was born. So maybe that's contagious up there in Springfield, and maybe we will see some new blood in these leadership positions. But this corruption investigation, I think, is something that Illinoisans need to be paying a lot of attention to. Do you anticipate the fallout of this to get a little bit hotter here as we move forward in time?
I don't think that the cries for reform are going to go anywhere. You know, the governor has said that he wants some movement on this. I think that reporters are demanding it. And I don't know that there's going to be an end to some of these investigations and raids. I think that we can expect that, you know, investigators are actively looking into a lot of things right now. Mm-hmm. I don't think this is going anywhere, and I don't think constituents are going to forget this either. I don't think this is over.
Yeah. Amy, do you think that, you know, a lot of this is taking place in Chicago, in Cook County. Does this have an implication statewide down here in the St. Louis Metro East as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's all kinds of corruption, and some of the big names have been in the Chicago area. But, you know, obviously, areas like East St. Louis, Belleville, Alton, all communities across the state, wherever you've got lax laws or a sense that people aren't looking into things, that nobody's watching, you're inviting corruption. And this happens in lots of places. And I think that, you know, every time a bill comes up, for example, any state lawmaker, whether he be from St. Clair County, Madison County, Cook County, he or she doesn't even have to say right now if they've got an interest in this particular bill, if they or their family could stand to really benefit from this. We'd like to see that change, too. That's, you know, mandatory voting disclosure and recusal could go a long way in just giving every lawmaker, no matter where they're from, the idea that everybody is watching. We want to know where you stand to benefit. This legislature is for the good of all constituents. It's not to enrich a select few. So I think that our laws really could be beefed up and that every community statewide would benefit from having a more transparent system.
Well, I'd encourage people to join on Facebook, the Lincoln Lobby, if you are interested in keeping up to date with what is taking place with these investigations, the reporting the Illinois Policy is doing on it. They're in the Facebook group, Lincoln Lobby. Make sure when you do it, you comment that you heard about it on the Annie Fry Show, and they'll get you approved to join that community right away. And it definitely is a great place for concerned Illinois taxpayers to gather and to be informed. And we always appreciate the Illinois Policy joining us here on the show. So, Amy, it's great to have you on today with us.
Thanks so much for having me, Annie.
Yep, we'll talk to you again soon. IllinoisPolicy.org is the website. I'd encourage you to go check out that and find out more, because the investigations taking place is one of few things taking place in Illinois right now that warms my heart a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.